Right. So I hope that everybody's having a good day today. I have not done one of these in a really long time. I had kind of been toying around with the idea of getting back into podcasting because I don't know, sometimes I feel like God puts things on my heart and I feel like I want to share them with people, but I don't really feel like I have an avenue to do that in. And so I decided that I would start doing the podcast again. I'm going to do my very best to make it weekly. And then I also thought that I would share a video on our YouTube channel. So for those of you listening to the podcast, thank you so much. You can head over to our YouTube channel, Valor and Virtue, if you want to watch it instead of just listen to it. But I know a lot of people just like listening because they don't have time to sit down and watch a video. So that being said, what I really want to start doing with this podcast is just kind of jumping into and talking about kind of hot topics, if you will, or things that I've personally struggled with in my life. And I just want to share kind of how I dealt with it and in hopes that maybe it will help you deal with it if it's something that you struggle with as well. So because it is the new year and because we are just getting started in the year and kind of resetting, I really wanted to take the time today to talk about victim mentality because this is something that I suffered with for really like an entire year, a little bit over a year actually. And it was something that wrecked me. And if you've watched our YouTube channel, I talked about it and I went into detail about it a little bit, so you can go back and watch that video. But I just kind of wanted to talk about what it is and what I did to get over it and maybe some things that you can do to get over it as well, to maybe help you out as well. And I think especially stepping into a new year, right? Like we see everybody talking about New Year's resolutions, new goals, new things for our lives. And then you have people that are like, I don't make New Year's resolutions. We all know they don't stick. We all think it's ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. And I will say, I think there's a few reasons that maybe people feel that way, or maybe people don't stick to their New Year's resolutions, or, you know, things happen. But I think there is a way to step into the new year and kind of reset and not necessarily start over, but just kind of reset where you're at and some habits that you can build and move forward with to hopefully benefit and better your life. And so first and foremost, I kind of want to define what victim mentality is and then kind of define what a victim is concerning victim mentality when it comes to our personal selves. I'm not talking about if something happened to you, if you were attacked, if there was something like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about in this space of bettering ourselves as people and getting stuck in the victim mentality of, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that, running into excuse after excuse, which is really what they are. They don't feel like it in the moment because I've been there. They don't feel like excuses, but really they are. And so first and foremost, Merriam-Webster defines victim mentality as the belief that one is always a victim. And I was like, okay, well, one is always a victim. What is a victim? And one of the definitions I found for victim between Merriam-Webster, there's another website. I'm so sorry. I didn't write it down. I don't remember, but I'm going to read it. It says a victim is one who is harmed or made to suffer under circumstances or condition. And I found this definition interesting for what we're talking about because it says one who is harmed or made to suffer under circumstance or condition. And what I like so much about that is the fact that a lot of the times we run into victim mentality because we're making ourselves suffer under circumstances or conditions. I think victim mentality is something that we put on ourselves, that we begin to believe in our head. We believe it in our head. And because we begin to believe this, it becomes our reality. So we start to believe it. We start to tell it to ourselves because this is what happened to me. We start to tell it to ourselves. We go down this road of repeating it to ourselves, speaking it over ourselves again and again and again. And we begin to take this idea or this belief and we turn it into reality, right? And I think that there are a couple of things we can do to kind of overcome this. And I also think that there are some things we can do to help identify if, you know, this is a situation that we're in. And I'll be honest with you, when I finally realized that I was dealing with victim mentality, it gave me so much control, and I'm already a control freak to begin with, just ask my husband, that it was actually super freeing because I was like, oh my gosh, I have the control to be able to fix the problem that I'm in. So I'll give you a brief little background of kind of what I struggled with and what I suffered with. But late 2019, early 2020, I began to personally struggle with phobias, like basically kind of being a germaphobe and severe fear of death and dying. And I legitimately mean severe. And I began to feed these lies to myself that I thought were real. I thought they were real. Where I would say, and it didn't help that we stepped into a pandemic, all that kind of stuff. But I began to say things like, if you go outside, you're going to get sick and then you're going to die and your children aren't going to have a mother. Your husband's not going to have a wife. If you go work out, you might have a heart attack while you're working out. If you have a heart attack while you're working out and you die, no one's going to be here to watch your children. No one is going to be here to help them, and they're going to be left all alone, and they're going to be so sad and so depressed that they don't have a mother. It gets me emotional just thinking about it. But that's literally what I would begin to tell myself day after day after day after day. And at the time, I was actually currently pregnant with our daughter, so I'm sure the hormones didn't help. But for an entire year, I believed these things. And I didn't work out a single day, not one day, for I think it was at least 6 months. It may have been more. I did not step outside of our house. I didn't step outside into the backyard, and I didn't step outside into the front yard. I did not leave the walls of our home. I had some like doctor's appointments, but outside of that, on my own free will, because to me those weren't free will, that was taking care of my child that I was pregnant with. But under my own free will, I did not step outside of our home. Period. Not to go play with my son outside, not to be with my husband, not to get on a walk, not to get in the sunshine. I wouldn't do it because I was sure that if I did it, I was gonna die. I was sure of it, was sure of it. And I just became a victim to to everything, and it affected everyone. And so it's funny to me when, okay, so if you don't know, I am in the health and fitness business, and I used to be in the medical business as well. I used to be an intermediate EMT. I worked in an ER for 3 years. I loved that job. And then I've also been a coach. I was a CrossFit affiliate owner for 4 years. I owned a gym for 7 years. I've been in the health and fitness space in some way, shape, or form over the last 10 years. And so a lot of people will say, I'll work with people that are overweight, and they'll say, you have no idea what it's like. You have no idea what it's like to be overweight. You have no idea what it's like to deal with what I'm dealing with. You don't know what it's like to not want to work out. You don't know what it's like to not want to get up. You don't understand my depression around it. You don't understand my anxiety around it. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the truth. No one's ever going to fully understand what you're dealing with because you're your own person. I'm not in your shoes. You're not in my shoes. But I can relate, and I can imagine with what I've walked through what it would be like. And I wasn't overweight necessarily by my own choice per se while I was pregnant. But I was carrying around so much extra weight and not doing a thing for my health. Not doing one single thing for my health. Not going outside to get fresh air and sunshine. Not exercising at all. And when I say at all, I mean at all. I wasn't exercising a lick. And I just didn't take care of myself. My sleep was terrible. My depression and anxiety was through the roof. Even after having our daughter, I struggled with it some. I had postpartum depression really bad and it wasn't for very long, thankfully, and there were some other outside factors that were attributing to it. But I understand the belief that you can't do it. Like, I can't do this. I can't work out. I can't eat better. I can't take care of myself. I get it. I've been there for a full year. And I'm going to tell you something. It didn't really matter who all stepped in and helped me until I was ready to be helped. I constantly played the victim. My husband would say, "Well, why don't you just step outside and see that you'll be okay? Why don't you do that?" And I'd be like, "No, you have no idea what you're talking about." And I would get so upset and I would yell at him. And it's by the grace of God that we're still married after walking through that year, because I was a horrible person to him, and I'm lucky to be married to him. But I was so afraid. I remember it was July, and we had my parents over for July 4th, and my husband walked our outside broom through our house to the backyard so he could sweep. And because I had bird feathers on it, I lost it. I came unhinged. I came unglued. I swore he just brought some kind of bird disease into our home. I was gonna get it. I was gonna die. I started sanitizing the floor. I started sanitizing all the countertops. I started spraying the whole house with Lysol. I couldn't even function. I went into the bathroom. I broke down, heaving, crying, thinking, this is it. This is the end, and it's all his fault. It's my husband's fault that we're in this situation now. It's all his fault. I can't believe he would do that to me. I can't believe he did that. He knows better. He knows my struggles. He knows my issues. He knows my problems. I can't believe he did that. That's victim mentality. When something happens, whether it's real or not, and I say real in air quotes, because to me it was very real, and to him it was just carrying a broom through the house. When you begin to blame and accuse someone else for something that's going on in your life other than yourself, you're playing the victim. There are outside things that happen, like, someone gets in a car wreck and say it wasn't your fault. It's not your fault you got in the car wreck, but how you respond to that is 100% on you. So if you get out of your car screaming at the other person, yelling at them, cursing them out, saying, "How dare you? I can't believe you did that to me. You just ruined my day," blah, blah, blah. You are now playing the victim. You're now the victim. So yes, that was outside of your circumstances, and it may not have been your fault. But when you start blaming and accusing somebody else, you now make yourself the victim, and you give them all of your power. You give them all the power that you have. You say, "My mood is based on you. My attitude is based on you. The rest of my day and how it's going to go is based on you. And it's your fault. It's your fault I'm late. It's your fault my car's messed up. It's your fault I'm angry. It's your fault this. It's your fault that." And while some of that may be factual, like it might be their fault that they ran into you, it's not their fault you're now pissed off. That's your choosing, your doing. So that day when that, I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. I hope that makes sense. But for me, that day when my husband just carried the broom through the house, it wasn't his fault. He was just carrying a broom through the house. I chose to play the victim and say, "Hey, you know what? I'm not okay. Things aren't okay. It's the end of the world. It's not going to be okay." And for the longest time, I just played the victim to everything, to everything. And I think that's the problem. I think when we start getting the victim mentality about one thing, it can start to seep over and pour over into other areas of our lives. So I work with a lot of people that I see that have the victim mentality when it comes to nutrition and working out. And they say, "I have kids, I can't do it." Or, "My husband doesn't want to eat what I'm eating," or, "My kids don't want to eat what I'm eating," or, "I work and I'm a mom and I'm a wife and I'm da 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 da. I can't possibly do what you're asking me because I have all these other things going on." Cool. As long as that's your mentality, you're right. There is nothing I can do to change that for you. And there's nothing anyone else can do to change that for you. So if you go around looking from person to person, from workout plan to workout plan, from diet to diet, hoping that it will solve your problems, it won't. It won't solve your problems until you sit down and say, hey, am I playing a victim to what's going on in my life? And if you are, then you have to step in and take full ownership of that and do something about it. And I think, you know, that's the hardest part, is we don't want to fess up and say like, hey, this has all been on me. And what hasn't been on me, I didn't react well to it. I made it worse. I chose to behave this way. I chose to act this way. I chose to react this way. And I spent an entire year just essentially giving away my control and my power to other people and blaming the world and everyone in it for what I was suffering with, what I was dealing with, my upset, my sadness, my lack of health. My fears were suddenly everybody else's fault instead of my own fault. And it spiraled. And there's a couple things I think you guys can do to help yourselves if you finally identify that you're in this situation, or maybe you haven't identified that you're in this situation. A big thing for me is that, so just so you guys know, through all of this, I was going to counseling. I was trying to do everything I could to get better and seek help. But for some reason it didn't click for me until I went and talked with someone that I highly, highly respected. And I didn't tell the world either. Like, I'm a firm believer in your personal problems should stay personal. That's a whole nother subject. Anyway, but for me, it was my pastor at the time. Who's known me since I've been born, who's walked through life with me. And I hadn't confessed what I was walking through and dealing with to anyone. Just to my husband, one of my best friends who doesn't live where I live. She lives in a different state. And the counselor. And that's it. And I finally went to my pastor. And my husband came with me, told him everything that had been going on and had been dealing with, and he listened. He listened very kindly. He listened very nicely. He spoke to me with respect. But at the end of the conversation, I remember, and I don't remember the exact words, so excuse me if he ever listens to this, and this is not exactly what he said. But I remember he looked me dead in the eyes, and he basically called my BS. He said, you know, this is awful and I'm sorry that you're dealing with this, but I need you to understand, like, you can change this. This is not something that's out of your hands. You have control over it. You're just choosing not to do anything about it. And for some reason, with him particularly, his wife was also there. So it's me, my husband, him and his wife. For whatever reason, in that moment, it just struck me. And I don't think anybody had, other than my husband, which, no offense, I think oftentimes we don't listen to our spouses as well as we should. We don't give them as much credit as we should for the wisdom that they have, because they're so close to us. But in that moment, hearing an outside source blatantly call me on my personal BS was so eye-opening for me. And it didn't change overnight. I didn't wake up the next day and I was like totally healed or totally, you know, fine from what I was dealing with. But it was eye-opening to me for someone outside of my circumstances to look in on what I was telling them and say, hey, I'm so sorry you've dealt with all of this. I can't imagine what that's been like. I'm sorry, but you're not a victim and you can control this. That was huge for me. And so I think if you ever feel like you're walking through something alone, find a trusted mentor, not social media, not your maybe immediate family, but a trusted mentor outside a situation. Tell them about it and get their advice on it and listen. Because I think that matters. Because I hadn't talked to anybody about it because I was scared and I thought it was ridiculous. And having an outside mentor that I respected tell me changed a lot for me that day. And it put into perspective, it was just the call out. It was the call out that I had that I needed for somebody to say, hey, you are dealing with a victim mentality and there's something you can do about it. And it just opened my eyes to the reality of it. And what I want to share with you is that if you're walking through this, find someone, find a mentor that you can talk to and call you out in truth. Sorry. Listen, this is real life. This is, I'm not editing this out. My dog needs to go outside. I'm sharing real life with you guys. I don't want to be an edited, polished book. I want to be real. Excuse my dog's name. You go outside. But find a mentor that you can share it with and share that with them. And then the next thing is that you have to act on it. And I think that's the biggest thing. And so, you know, first we have to identify that we're dealing with a victim mentality. Maybe we have to confess it to somebody and have them confirm it. And then we have to act upon it and take back the control in our lives. You have to decide that you're going to start doing something every day to take back that control. And when you can flip that switch in your brain, it gives you so much power. When I realized, like, hey, I can choose how I react in this situation, even if I'm scared and terrified, I can choose my behavior, I can choose how I treat people, I can sit here and say, you know, I'll just give you an example. At the time when this happened, it was right before my husband deployed. So my husband deployed, I had a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old, and he left. He was gone for a year to the Middle East, gone. And I could have really dug deep into what I was already dealing with my victim mentality. But I was like, you know what? Done with it. It's been called out. It's been identified, it's been called out. And if I want to be a better life, no one is going to make a better life than me. No one's going to do it for me. No one's going to walk in and say, hey, Aaron, get up and work out today. Hey, Aaron, get outside in the sunshine with your children. Hey, Aaron, cook yourself food so that you can eat, so that you're nourished, so that you can take care of your children and your family. Hey, Aaron, time to go to bed and not stay up all night. Hey, it's time to go on a walk. No one's going to show up at my house and do that for me. No one's going to ring my doorbell every day. Nobody's going to send me a text message every day. Nobody's going to change it for me. I am the only person that can do that. That's it. And you create your reality. It's so funny because I see people now that are like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You work out with 2 kids and da da da, and you do this and you own a business and you do that. And I'm like, listen, that's because I choose to do those things. There are people out there doing so much more than me and are 1,000 times busier than I am. I make time to work out every day. I make it. I don't find it. I don't find the time. It's not going to be floating around in the air and you're just like, oh, I happen to have some time. I don't find it. I make it. And I choose to do things with my children, and I choose to have a good attitude about it. And I think that's the difference between successful people and people with a victim mentality. You can either be like, oh, I have kids and I hate working out with them, and I hate when they come in the garage, and I hate when they disrupt me, and it's so frustrating. It ruins my entire workout and just makes me angry. I've been there. I've said all that. And that's me playing a victim. So instead, most days, not all days, because no one's perfect, I choose to say, all right, I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go work out for an hour. If kids wake up from their nap or if they come out of their quiet time, it's okay. It's okay. Because I'm doing something to better myself. doing something to be the best version of myself possible. That way I can be the best mom possible, or the best wife possible, or the best business owner possible. It's the same thing of like when I'm working on my nutrition really hard, I could sit there and be like, oh, at a birthday party and I don't get to eat all the cake and pizza because it doesn't fit my macros, or because I'm cutting out sugar, or whatever, you know, dietary decision I made. It's so dumb. I don't even want to go. It's just going to piss me off. It's too tempting. And then I'm going to cheat and I'm going to feel like a failure and I'm going to start all over. Or I could sit there and say, I chose to cut sugar out of my diet. I chose to come to this birthday party, and it's okay that everyone else is eating cake and ice cream. Am I sad because I would like some? Yeah, a little bit. But I chose not to have it. That was my decision. And I chose not to have it because I want to be healthier, because I want to be better, because I want to be the best version of myself. And when you can start to take ownership over every area and every aspect of your life is when you're going to start to break out of being a victim. Is when and how you will break your victim mentality. So you're going to identify that you've been struggling with having a victim mentality. Maybe you're going to confess it to somebody and confirm it. And then you're going to start taking ownership over every area of your life. Because you still have control over how you react to things outside of your circumstances. You control how you react to the person cutting you off. You control how you react to your toddler throwing a tantrum. You control how you react to getting a cold and not being able to work out for a week. You control your response and your reaction to all of those things. And I just want to share all this with you. Maybe it'll give you something. Maybe it won't. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you don't. It doesn't really matter to me. My goal is to maybe help one person out there that's listening to this or watching this video for you to maybe be like, hey, I need to cut it out, and I need to get it together, and I need to take ownership, because nobody's going to help me but me. And there will be people hopefully along the way that might come and support you and be by your side and walk with you. And if that happens, that's amazing. And that's great. And that's a privilege. And you should be grateful for that. But there are people so, so, so successful that have not had one person come and stand by their side until maybe the end. And they've become successful because they took complete ownership of every decision, every choice, every mistake, every success. They've taken ownership over every single thing that they've done in their life. And that's why they've become successful. And that's why they are where they are. And so I hope stepping into the new year, you can maybe start to look at your life a little bit differently. Maybe realize when you're feeling like a victim, or maybe when you're operating out of victim mentality, and start to confess it to a friend. Maybe you have a buddy, a partner. Take ownership of it, and then start making better decisions to move on. And realize this is an ongoing process. Nobody's perfect. I have plenty of days where I'm like, oh, poor me, and I'm really sad about something. But that's when I have my friend and my husband be like, hey, it's not really poor you. You can do it. You can go on a walk. You can do whatever. And I'm like, yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. Because I have control over my life. So I hope this helps. I hope this helps somebody. I appreciate you watching. If you do watch, appreciate you listening. If you are listening, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Erin_9110, or here on YouTube at youtube.com/valorandvirtue. Or keep listening here on the podcast if you're listening on the podcast. But I just want to say I'm grateful for you guys. I hope that these little weekly talks can just bring some benefit to your life. Or maybe you'll be like, hey, I'm not the only one dealing with this, or, you know, suffering with this or walking through this, because you're not. The reality is you're not. You're not special. I'm not special. You're not special. We all walk through hard times. We all walk through crap. And you know, what makes someone seem special is how they deal with it and the choices that they make and the ownership they take over their lives when they walk through it. So I hope you guys have a good day. I hope you had a good new year, and I will see you next week. Bye, y'all.